Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 131 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, the great psychologist Abraham Maslow once said, "If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail." You've probably heard variants of that. If the only tool you have is a hammer, you tend to see every problem as a nail, or if all you have is a hammer, it's awfully hard to put in a screw. But I've been thinking about that of late because I've been thinking about the way in which equipment and material influence the things that we do as photographers. And I've been thinking about it a lot because I've been using a camera that has really changed my photographic life. I've been using this Panasonic Lumix GX1 for the last couple of 3 years now, and it wasn't until fairly recently that I realized how much this small, portable, high-quality, interchangeable lens camera changed the way I was photographing. Now, I know I don't spend a lot of time on camera position talking about technology and talking about the way in which technology works and so forth and so on. I don't really want camera position to be a how-to kind of a podcast or a camera review kind of a podcast, because there's plenty of those out there. But the whole idea of what it is that we do in photography and how it relates to the equipment and materials that we use is something that I've always found really interesting, and that idea of the right tool for the right job is something that I've recognized for a long time as a longtime view camera user, but it wasn't until I began to use this small camera that it really changed the way I thought about this process of using the tools that we use in photography. Now, again, for those of you who may not have been listening to Camera Position for a long time, I am predominantly, or I consider myself predominantly, a large format 4x5 view camera user, and I also have Hasselblad, which I have used for a long time in the past with film, and now have the good fortune to have a Leaf digital back for it. I had access to a Canon 20D. I'll give you an idea of how long ago that I had that, a DSLR camera that to me seemed big enough and heavy enough that I might as well use the higher quality Hasselblad with the Leaf back. But this small camera is so wonderfully different. And let me sort of just describe, I suppose, what it is about this camera that has meant so much in terms of the creative output that I've been making with this. So part one is its small size. It's small, it's portable, it's lightweight. I have a few lenses for it, but none of them make the overall kit too terribly large. And it has the capability of putting an electronic viewfinder, which is an interesting device, a little eyepiece that goes into the hot shoe of the top of the camera and allows me to see the scene as I would photograph it. That electronic viewfinder means that, unlike small format point-and-shoot style cameras, the camera feels to me much more like the traditional 35mm style camera that I grew up using when I was a young photographer, using Olympus OM-1s, and I suppose that may have something to do with it as well, is that I was used to using the smaller single-lens reflex film cameras, smaller than the Nikons that were in fashion when I was growing up as a photographer in the 1970s. So here is this small camera, interchangeable lenses, high-quality optics, and very large lens openings. Now, again, as a large format, medium format user, I haven't been used to being able to use f1.7 to make photographs with, to employ that shallow depth of field and that wonderful creamy out-of-focus aspect that you can get from foreground and background aspects going out of focus. And being able to move around with the camera and work on the fly, not necessarily always having the camera mounted on a tripod, again, a device that I have used probably more than than most photographers, or more than many photographers do, because of my emphasis on larger format cameras. I tend to use a tripod a lot, but this camera, by golly, I don't have to use the tripod all the time. And this ability to not have to use the tripod, this ability to move the camera around, has changed the way I think about photography. I'm making more photographs, and I'm trying not to fall into that digital era trap of making 100 photographs of one subject when one or two will do. But I'm making more photographs, I'm trying more things, and photography has changed from being something that is a contemplative kind of an experience, as it was for me with the large and medium format cameras, to a more on-the-fly kind of experience. There's another aspect, too, that I find really interesting, and that is the small mirrorless camera, the generic name for these cameras. I suppose this one is traditionally or typically or correctly called a Micro Four Thirds camera in terms of its sensor size. But it's also its ability to shoot video. And its ability to shoot video has changed things as well for me, because like many photographers in today's era, I'm beginning to think about the moving image and thinking about the way in which the moving image can be combined with the still image. And I've actually been working on a few projects that combine those two things together, still image and motion image, and telling stories that I could not tell with one or the other alone. So these things are really interesting to me, and I think it might be interesting for all of us to examine the materials, the equipment that we're using, and see how that equipment is perhaps limiting us in some way, because I know that I was being limited by my emphasis on the large format camera. It doesn't mean that I've put away the large format camera. I'm still using it for different kinds of projects. But that whole idea of the hammer and the nail, and if the only thing you have is a hammer, it's a little tough to put in a screw. The whole sense of what we do in photography is dependent upon our tools. So think about what you have. Think about what tools you have. And, you know, even if what you need to do on a Saturday afternoon is build yourself a little pinhole camera and imagine what the world looks like with infinite depth of field in a small pinhole camera that you use, photographic darkroom paper in, and sequester a closet and make a series of small pinhole photographs that you see as negatives. Maybe that's the thing that you need to have to kind of help you see the world in a different way. For me, it has been this Panasonic Lumix GX1, and it has been a really wonderful and an incredibly important machine for me as I have evolved as a photographer. And I think that's another part of this, is the idea that we can continue to evolve as photographers, no matter how long we've been involved. So find yourself a new tool, or find yourself a different way of using the tool that you have. If all of this excitement about a small format camera is old hat to you, maybe take that small format camera and stick it on a tripod and begin to use it in a more contemplative way, the way I have been using photography or using cameras for such a long time. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.